think we'll cover new things. Okay. Here in Hilchas Kiddush, there's a whole literature on a kasha of a comment of the Nerei Bihuda. Nerei Bihuda has comments printed on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that are called Dogel Mervov. So he poses the following question. The Gemara says that we have to recite Kiddush twice, Betfilo and Alakos, and Havdalah twice, Havdalah Betfilo and Havdalah Alakos. Most Rishonim are of the opinion that Kiddush Alakos is only Bidirabban. The Kiddush Bidvarim is the Raisa, and Alayayin is only Bidirabban. That's how the Rambam writes, and they're the two opinions. And Tosfos, that's a majority opinion, that's the accepted opinion. So the Dogel Mervov has the following question. If the husband davened Ma'ariv in Shul, so he was probably Yotze Kiddush Deraisa when he davened Ma'ariv. Many women don't daven Ma'ariv all week long. The Mishnah says in Brachas that women are obligated to daven. It means women are obligated to daven Davchof. So women are obligated to daven Shmona Esrei. So the Poshab Shat Shachris Bincha Ma'ariv. They're obligated to daven Shachris Bincha Ma'ariv. So the Mishnah Berurah chisels down the din, he says, they don't have to daven Ma'ariv, because since Tfilas Aris used to be a Rishus, even though now we assume Kvar Shavu Alay Chayva, that since the Minhag Olam is that the men always daven Ma'ariv, so they accepted it upon themselves as a Chayva, but the women for many centuries have not daven, period. So the women they didn't daven Shachas Mincha either. So somehow the Mishnah Berurah waves a magic wand over here. He says the Kvar Shavu Alay Chayva for Ma'ariv doesn't apply to the women, says. But they never daven Shachris and Mincha either. So that's problematic. Others are not happy about that Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah says, women are mechuyev to daven. So they should daven Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. So the Mishnah Berurah says the women don't daven Ma'ariv. So the Baal HaTanya writes in his Shulchan Aruch that he thinks that on Friday night and on Matzoi Shabbos, the men and the women are all Ma'ariv is a chayva. It's not a Rishus. Even though Ma'ariv used to be a Rishus, but Ma'ariv on Friday night Matzoi Shabbos is a chayva because of Kiddush, because of Havdalah. The Chachamim made a takana, you have to fulfill Kiddush betfila and alayayin. You have to fulfill Havdalah betfila and alayayin. So women would be mechuyev to daven, even if you follow the Mishnah Berurah, that women don't have to daven Ma'ariv that Sunday through Thursday night, but Friday night and Matzoi Shabbos, women would be mechuyev to daven Ma'ariv because of the Chachavas Kiddush. Women are mechuyev in Kiddush. Havdalah is a machlekes. Havdalah is a machlekes in Tosfos whether Havdalah is deraisa or derabbanan. The Gemara learned that from the pasuk Zochos Yom Shabbos Kachas Zechreu Biknisosai. What about Havdalah? So the Rambam writes. The Rambam seems to say that all four are deraisa: Kiddush and Havdalah, Shabbos and Yontif. Everything is deraisa. The Magen Mishnah says that there were those who disagree with the Rambam regarding Havdalah, and those who disagree with the Rambam regarding Kiddush and Yontif. So the Magen Mishnah wants to chisel it down. The only thing that's deraisa is Kiddush on Shabbos, Havdalah on Shabbos is derabbanan, and Kiddush on Yontif is only derabbanan. The Rambam says, like he holds, that everything is deraisa. Then the Magen Mishnah has a comment, what might be an afkamina halacha lamaisa, whether Havdalah is deraisa or derabbanan? Be an afkamina if a person doesn't remember if he said Havdalah, would it be a sveika deraisa luchumer, would it be a sveika derabbanan lakula? Okay, that's always an afkamina whether something is deraisa or derabbanan. So the Magen Mishnah gives another afkamina whether women are mechuyev in Havdalah. Women are mechuyev in Kiddush. The Gemara says, "Nashim mechayavus be Kiddush ayam dvar Torah." What about our women mechuyev in Havdalah? So the Magen Mishnah says it depends. If you follow the Rambam's opinion that it's included, Kiddush and Havdalah are both included in the same pasuk as Zochos Yom Shabbos Lakacho Zachreu biknisos beitziyosai. So Zochos b'shama b'dibrecha nemru, and it's a hekesh. So even though Kiddush is as man grama, women are mechuyev because it's hukesh to shama. Shama is alois esay. So then women would be mechuyev to say Havdalah as well. But if one should assume that Havdalah is only the Rabbanon, then it's not included in the Hekesh, then there's room to argue the point and say that women are not mechuyev in Havdalah. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. That's what the later commentaries say, just because Havdalah is the Rabbanon, but called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came the Raisa Tikkun. So the Institute of Havdalah should also be like Zach v'Shama. Just like women are mechuyev in Kiddush, why should you say women are not mechuyev in Havdalah just because Havdalah is the Rabbanon? Why should you say women are not mechuyev in Havdalah? So that's questionable. But I'll call upon him, because of that, Magen Mishnah throws in a monkey wrench over here. He raises a possibility, maybe even though women are mechuyev in Kiddush, maybe women are not mechuyev in Havdalah. So that's why it says in the Magen Avram, the minhag is that the women don't recite Havdalah on their own. Because maybe they're not mechuyev, it'll be a bracha levatol. I want to mean a bracha levatol, but women are not mechuyev to shake a lulav, And nonetheless, if a woman shakes a lulav, Ashkenaz may follow the Rabbeinu Tam and Taisvis, the Ramah follows the Rabbeinu Tam, that the women recite a bracha and a mitzvah says the Shazman Gromim. The Sfardim don't. For many years, the Sfardim didn't have their own school, so the Sfardish girls went to Ashkenazi schools, and the teachers would tell them that they can say a bracha and a mitzvah says the So that's one of the great accomplishments of Chacham Avadya. He insisted that they should teach the girls that the Sfardish girls should not say a bracha on a mitzvah says the Shazman Gram. It was forgotten already that the Sfardim have a different psak on this. So he made enough of a tumult. He tumult so long till they changed it already. So now all the Sfardish girls know that they shouldn't say a bracha on a mitzvah says the Shazman Gram. But Ashkenazim do permit the women to say a bracha on a mitzvah says the Shazman Gram, even though they're not mechayiv. So why? Why is it a problem? Well, how come the Ashkenazim say a woman should not say Havdalah? Because maybe they're not mechuyev. So what? Not mechuyev. So why is it a bracha l'atala? But they can volunteer to say a bracha on the lulav. So the Magen Avraham quotes a bach. No, it's not the same. If the woman is shaking the lulav and she's saying a bracha in connection with the lulav, so that the Rabbeinu Tam said she can. It makes sense to say once she's doing the mitzvah, then it makes sense she should say the bracha. But here, she's not doing a mitzvah, and the bracha comes in conjunction with the mitzvah. The whole mitzvah consists of the bracha. The whole mitzvah is the reciting of the bracha of Havdalah. So that's not right. What's exactly the svara? I'm not sure. That's the Magen Avraham quotes from the Bach. So that's why the practice is that even though women would volunteer by Ashkenazim, women would volunteer to recite a bracha over a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, but the women don't volunteer to say Havdalah because maybe they're not mechuyev and it's not proper. So that's why the women always should try to listen to Havdalah from a man. A man can't say Havdalah for a woman. She's the only one that needs the Havdalah. She's not mechuyev in Havdalah. Maybe she's not mechuyev in Havdalah. Maybe she's not mechuyev. And you can't say Yotza Moitzi. You only say Yotza Moitzi if I'm allowed to say a bracha for the other person, if the other person is mechuyev to say the bracha. The other person, the women are not mechuyev in Havdalah, according to that side in the Magen Mishnah. So I can't say Havdalah for the women. So that's why a woman always should hear Havdalah from a man is saying Havdalah for himself or for other men, or on behalf of other men. There was a minig for many years that women, Magen Avraham quotes this, that women don't drink the wine from Havdalah. By Kiddush, everybody takes a sip of the wine. By Havdalah, in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, the minig used to be, we spoke last week, everybody would take a sip of the wine of Havdalah as well. We don't have that minig that everybody takes a sip of the wine. That's what I think we mentioned last week. There's a Sefer Birchas Rosh on Brachas by Rabbi Asher Tiktina. We spoke about it. So Tosfos HaMem Gimel Amud Aleph says that for Havdalah, everybody has to sit. Why do you need everybody to sit? Because if there's no yeshiva, there's no kviyas, so I can't be mitzvah the others with the bracha. What bracha can't you be mitzvah the others? Can't be mitzvah the others with Bar Pi Agofen. He doesn't need Bar Pi Agofen. There's a Magen Avraham quotes a Chuvas Rashi from the Sefer Likutei Pardes. There's a Sefer Pardes by a Talmud of Rashi, quotes all the Chuvas of Rashi. Magen Avraham didn't have access to the Pardes. He had a Kitzer that's called Lamed Pei, Likutei Pardes, a Kitzer of the Rashi. So there's a Chuva that's attributed to Rashi in this Sefer Pardes, that someone once came in the middle of Havdalah. He missed the first bracha Bar Pi Agofen, but he heard Hamav de Mikodesh Lecho. So they asked Rashi if you were Yotzei not. So Rashi said, yeah, Bar Pi Agofen is only for the one who wants to drink the wine. It's not part of the Havdalah. If you heard the bracha is Havdalah, you're Yotzei. The one who wants to drink the wine has to have a Bar Pi Agofen. So why should you need yeshiva? Why does Tosfos, the Ramah quotes that Tosfos, by Havdalah everybody has to sit. Why do you have to sit? To be Yotze Havdalah, you don't have to sit. To be Yotze Bar Pi Agofen. The Gemara says on the Mishnah, I'm pas v'yayin, if I want to say Bar Pi Agofen, to be Motzi Yada, I want to say HaMotzi, to be Motzi Yada, then you need, Bizman HaMishnah, you would need Haseba. Everybody should be reclining, and Bizman HaZeh, nobody does any Haseba. Only on Pesach night we do Haseba, all year long we don't do. So Tosfos writes in Brachas, Yeshiva Didan Ke Haseba the Tum. And we're all sitting around the table, so that's the maximum kviyas that can be expected of us. And then, and only then, can I be moitzi with the Bar Pi Agofen or with the HaMoitzi. But you don't have to be yotzi with the Bar Pi Agofen of Havdalah. If you come in the middle, you miss Bar Pi Agofen, you yotzi the Havdalah. You only have to hear Bar Pi Agofen if you want to drink the wine. So what Tosfos talking about, everybody has to sit when they want to be yotzi Havdalah. So the Birchas Rosh says, yeah, Tosfos minig, Tosfos practice was that just like by Kiddush, everybody has a sip of wine. So Havdalah also, everybody has a sip of wine. So if you want to sip some of the wine, then you have to be sitting. But according to our practice, Only the one who says the Avdolah drinks the wine. The others don't drink it. So there's no need to have any yeshiva. No need to sit. They quote that the Vilna Gaon's practice was that he stood by Havdalah and he sat by Kiddush. He sat by Kiddush because you wanna have, strictly speaking, I could be moitzi the other person with the Kiddush even if I'm standing, because the Gemara says Yotza moitzi by Kiddush. Not only do they say Yotza moitzi by the Broch of Kiddush, even by the Borei Piyagofen of Kiddush, the Gemara says. He said, I'm not drinking wine at all, and I could be moitzi you with the Borei Piyagofen. So what does it help if you're sitting? The whole idea of sitting is, if they're all eating pas together, they're all drinking yayin together, and they're yeshiva, and yeshiva didan, can say with the two, they're all eating bekviya. So the chabura offers one bar per agofen. Whole chabura offers one hamoitzi. But if I'm not drinking the wine, I already benched, I already finished eating. You come in late, and you don't know how to say kiddush. I say the whole kiddush for you, and I'm not drinking at all. So it doesn't help if I sit, if I stand. It's the malav al-amarit. It only helps if I'm sitting. We're all drinking wine, so then it's a kviyas together. If you're drinking the wine, be yeshiva. Or we're all eating bread, we're all eating at the same table, then yeshiva didan can say the two. Then the whole chabur is only obligated to offer one amoitzi, whole chabur is only obligated to offer one bar piagov. But the halacha says, I can say kiddush for even though I'm not drinking the wine at all. So it doesn't help him sitting, slamala amart sitting. So strictly speaking, I can say kiddush when everybody's standing, and I can be moitzi them with the bar piagov and also. You don't need sitting. But since the halacha requires kiddush b'makom suda, so that's why the Vilna Gaon had a minig. Strictly speaking, it's not needed. Had a minig that he'd sit for the kiddush. We mentioned they're different minhagim regarding kiddush. Some have minig is stand from the beginning to the end. Some have minig is sit from the beginning to the end. The Ramah has some have the minig that you stand. Yom Hashish v'chul al shamayim is the Rosh Yitevis, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Some have the minig, they stand for the first phrase, then they sit in the middle. If I would sit in the middle, I would spill the wine. But they had such a minig. Now there's in the yeshivas, they have the minig. You stand for Vaychulu, because Vaychulu is like Kabbalah Seidus. The Gemara says that one who recites Vaychulu on Leil Shabbos is if he's testifying to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So yeah, Kabbalah Seidus always has to be Ba'amida. It's a difficult word. Kabbalah Seidus, Rab Chaim in a Sefer, Yesta Kasha. When you sign a Ksuba, you have to stand. It's going to be sloppy. It's easier to write when you're sitting down. When I sign a check when I'm standing, when I sign a check when I'm sitting is also sloppy. When I sign a check when I'm standing, it's even sloppier. You can't even, it's like a doctor's handwriting. You can't even read it. So how come you don't have to stand when you sign a ksuba? The answer is, the halacha that Eidus is Bamida, Rabbi Kivega has this. Eidus Bamida means Kabbalah Eidus Bifnei Bezin. Out of respect for the Bezin, you have to stand. There's no halacha that Eidus has to be Bamida. When you sign a shtar, a ksub or a get, you don't need a bezin at the time. You accomplish a trick. Rav Chaim writes in the sefer, you accomplish a trick. You make a hagodah seidus, which doesn't need a bezin. That's the lashon gemara. Eidim achzim al shtar nase kemisha nechker eidusim a bezin. It's considered as if a bezin had accepted the eidus. That's Rav Chaim explains. That's why you don't need drisha b'chakira in a shtar, because drisha b'chakira is not a din in hilchos seidus. It's a din in bezin. Bezin shouldn't be mekabel eidus unless they do a drisha chakir. But a shtar, you don't need a bezin to be mekabalatus. So that's Rabbi Kivega writes. Rabbi Kivega has this kashi, he doesn't understand. When you do a chalitza, so the standard minig all over the world is you have a bezin of five. There's a machlokes hatanaim, how many members of the bezin do you need for chalitza? Three or five. So mikra din we pass in three, but the minig in the Gemara is that you have an additional two. We have them sit at a right angle to each other. The main three dayanim sit in one row, the other two nosafim sit at a right angle to the first three. And then you have, in addition to the bezin of five dayanim, you have two edim who are standing. Because there are those who think that the chalitza needs edus l'kim ador. Rabbi Kivega writes in the Drush V'chidah, Shalva Shas, he says, doesn't understand. Why do you need two edim standing in addition to the five people sitting? Let the five people sitting, two of the five people will serve as edim. What are you going to say? No, the Dayanim have to sit and Edom have to stand. He says, no, Edom only have to stand if they're giving Haggadah Seidus Bifnei Bezin. Let's say the Edom at a wedding have to stand. Edus L'kim Adar, they have to stand. No, they can sit. You can have people in the audience watching the way the Chassan says, Harei Mekudeshesli. He gives over the ring. There's no need to stand. The standing on the part of the Edom is when they give a Haggadah Seidus Bifnei Bezin. But if it's an Eidus L'kim Adav, when you sign a shtar, or when you watch a get, or you watch a chalitza, that's an Eidus L'kim Adav. So there's no need for Amid over there. So that's That's the taina against this. That different minhagim, some have a minig that he stand for by chul, because that's Haggadah Seder. Even if it's Haggadah Seder, Haggadah Seder only needs amida. If you're giving edus b'fnei bezin, here there is no bezin, so why should you need amida? Right, Rabbi Kibega points out ein eid nasa dayin. Taisa says it's only if he's an eid hameyid. Over here, eid hameyid. Over here by the chalitza, he's just an edus l'kiyum adam. He's not giving any haggadah seidus. So Taisa says that the klal of ein eid nasa dayin shouldn't apply over there. So I call upon him, the Ramo has these four minhagim, whether you stand or you sit for kiddush. Some have the minig you sit the whole time because you want to have kiddush b'makom suda. You don't have to sit because of the requirement for a yeshiva to be moitzi the others with the Baruch Pi HaGofen. The Chazon Ish points out there can't be, because I can be moitzi with the kiddush of the Baruch Pi HaGofen even if I'm not drinking at all. So what does it help if I'm sitting? The whole vort of sitting is, if we're all sitting and we're all drinking together, yayin, we're all eating pas together, so then the whole chabur is only obligated to offer one Baruch Pi HaGofen. But yeah, I'm not drinking at all and I can be moitzi you. So you don't need yeshiva. So some have the minhag to sit because Kiddush Memakam Suda. Some have the minhag stand because Kiddush is to recite Kiddush is a mitzvah men HaTorah, so out of respect for the bracha, you stand the whole time. Others have the minhag, the Ramah quotes, you stand for Yom HaShish V'chul HaShemayim, Rosh Yateviz Yudke Vavke, and others have the minhag, you stand for V'chul, that's in most of the Lithuanian ships. You stand for V'chul, that's how God has said this, and then you sit for the Baruch HaGofen and the rest of the Kiddush. Yeah.
So the Baruch HaGofen by Kiddush seems to be part of the Kiddush and the Akev and not by Hakol.
Rav Soloveitchik gave a shir on that. Okay, because the din is you need Kiddush b'makom suda. So the drinking of the wine makes the kviya suda. But by Havdol, just a bracha lakos. You only need the Baruch HaGofen to make it into a bracha lakos. That's a good question. That's one answer. Then another side of an answer. The minhag always was that the women didn't drink from the Havdalah. Even if you have a minhag that everybody drinks, the Tosfos had a minhag, everybody drinks. So someone has to drink, Malay Lugmav. So let's say the one who's saying Havdalah, he's not healthy, he can't drink Malay Lugmav. He just wants to take a little sip and he has someone else to drink the wine. So then if he wants to be moitzi the other person with the Baruch Pi HaGofen, then Tosfos says you would have to have yeshiva. They would have to be sitting together. So the minhag always was that the women don't drink from the Havdalah wine. Why not? That's the question, why not? So the Shalom, Magen Avraham quotes the Shalom, gives a reason al pi Kabbalah. So this is Rabbi Zalman Meltzer gave a reason al pi Nigla. So he gave the following suggestion. Remember, I was once at a wedding, and Rabbi Shneur Kotler, who was a grandson of Rabbi Zalman, he learned by his grandfather, Rabbi Zalman in Eretz Yisrael. So he was telling me this under the chuppah. They called up Edim, and I walked up to the chuppah, and the other eight didn't show up. They were waiting and waiting, 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 waiting. So they told me a whole shtickel Torah under the chuppah. Then they realized the guy's not coming up, so they called up someone else. It happened that the guy was there. The guy was there. And he was going to be indicted for his Gnevish shtick. He was cheating the government on his lunch programs. And a few days later, his name appeared on the first page of the New York Times. So he knew he was posel latest. It was an El Chaganef. When he was puzzled later, so he didn't walk up to being a. People were wondering why he didn't walk up. So that was the reason why. Haganef is puzzled later. So under the chuppah, Rabbi Shneur Kotler was telling me this long Dvar Torah that runs as follows. You heard from his grandfather, Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes this also, that when you say Kiddush, you say Baruch Pi HaGofen, and then you don't drink the wine right away, you say Kiddush. Or you say Yain Kiddush Ne Havdol Zman, and Leisha Basukah. You say a lot of things. So how are you allowed to drink the wine? You were mopsik in between the Baruch Pi HaGofen and the drinking of the wine. So the Rosh raises this issue. So the Rosh says, Kach tikna chachamim. The chachamim were the ones who made a takana that you have to recite Birchas Hanenin immediately before eating any food. And they were the ones who said, if you mopsik in between the Birchas Hanenin and the eating of the food, you have to repeat the bracha. And they made a takana that you should say Kiddush. You say first Baruch Pi HaGofen, and then you say Ner, Havdalah, Zman, whatever, Leisha Basukah, whatever you're going to say. So that's the Takanas Chacham, so it's not a Hefsik. So what if your women are not Mechuyiv in Havdalah? So by them there is no Takana. Women are Mechuyiv in Kiddush. That's what the Gemara says. So by a woman who's going to drink wine from Kiddush, the reciting of the Kiddush is not a Hefsik between the Baruch Pi HaGofen and the drinking. Kach Tikna Chachamim. But if you should follow that suggestion of the Magi Mishnah, that if Havdalah is only the Rabbanan, that women perhaps are not mechuyev in Havdalah, then it should come out that the reciting of the Havdalah, they're saying Amen to the Havdalah, Nebar Miyar Heish, Nebar Miyar Misamim, is a hepsi coming between the Bar Piyagof and in the drinking, because Lo Tikna Chachamim, for the women they won't have a Mesakeh. So why did he tell me this under the chuppah? What does it have to do with the chuppah? Because he was leading up to ask Akasha that the Nadi Yehuda has a suffix whether the birchas under the chuppah. He say bar piagof and then he say birchas eris and then the chas and kala drink the wine. So why isn't the reciting of the birchas eris and the hefsek in between the bar piagof and the drinking of the wine? The answer is no. It's a bracha lakos. Whenever there's a bracha lakos, so it's not considered a hefsek. So the Nadi Yehuda has a suffix that's quoted by the Pischi Tshuva in Eben Ezer. The mitzvah Pirei V'Rivya is only on men. We paskin Machlekes HaTanoim, and Yevam is the end of Perek HaBoi Vinta, where the women are mechuyev in Pirei V'Rivya. So we paskin women are not mechuyev in Pirei V'Rivya. Are women mechuyev in getting married? That's a further question. So there's an Asik with the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. They assume that there's a misprint in the Rambam. They assume women are not mechuyev in getting married. Just like women are not mechuyev in Pirei V'Rivya, so women are not mechuyev to get married either. Because the whole mitzvah of getting married is the Rama holds are two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah lisa isha b'ksuba v'kedushin, and one mitzvah lifers v'lirvas. But the whole purpose of lisa isha b'ksuba v'kedushin is to lead up to Pirei V'Rivya. So if women are not mechuyev in Pirei V'Rivya, so the correct girsa in the Ramam should be, the two girsas are the correct girsa, is that women are not mechuyev to get married. So if women are not mechuyev to get married, maybe the birchas erisin is a birchas hamitzvah. The Rambam says the birchas hamitzvah. So maybe they will never misaken birchas erisin for the women. So maybe that's a question: who is mechuyev to say the birchas erisin? So the Rabbi Natan Taisus in Pesachim Dav Zayin says birchas erisin is not a birchas hamitzvah at all. You don't say Hashem Kedushanu b'mitzvayso v'tzimanu l'kadosh esuishi. You say a whole long birchas shevach. So the bracha is it's an obligation on all of the participants in the wedding. It's not miyuchet for the chas and kala. And the Rambam and the Raibit hold not so. The Rambam and Raibit hold not so. Birchas HaMitzvah that really belongs to the chas. Someone else says, and on behalf of the chas. That's the shayla. Who has the right to pick the Masadik Yidushin? So the chas wants his Rosh Hashiva to be. The kala wants her Rosh Hashiva to be Masadik Yidushin. If you ask all of the people at the wedding, they want the local Orthodox rabbi. They never heard of his Rosh Hashiva, her Rosh Hashiva. The rabbi in the community should be Masadik Yidushin. So that's the shayla. Who should be the Masadik Yidushin? So if you hold, one of the Gedolim writes like this, that if you hold like the Rabbi Natam, that it's a Bicha Shevach, all of the participants are mechuyev to have the Bicha Serisin, so you should try to figure out whom would the Roiv of the participants think we should pick to be Masadik Yidushin. But if you hold like the Rambam and the Raivit, that it's a Bicha HaMitzvah, so then it should depend. The mitzvah to get married, is it only on the chasen? There is a mitzvah on the kala as well. So the Nadi Yehuda has a suffix about this. What if the chasen is deaf? And the Masadik Kedushin is going to say the bracha on behalf of the chasen. The chasen is deaf. He can't hear anything. Once in a while, a chasen is deaf also has a right to get married. But sometimes a deaf boy marries a deaf girl. I went to a wedding where the chasen and the kala were both deaf. Sometimes they have children who are deaf. Problem. So if the chassan is deaf and the kala can hear, then the Nadi Yehuda has a suffix. Does it make sense that the rabbi should say the birchas erisin? According to the Rambam, the bracha is only for the chassan. It's not a bracha for all of the participants, only for the chassan. So if the chassan can hear, so it's a bracha l'batola. So the Nadi Yehuda is mesupik. Maybe the bracha belongs to the chassan and the kala. Even though the women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of getting married, but she's getting married, so maybe the bracha belongs to both of them. That was Reb Shneur Kotler's kasha under the chuppah. He said all of this. So, and we're waiting. The guy didn't show up, so they picked another rate. So he was standing holding the cup of wine and telling me the whole about her. So he said, according to what his grandfather said, that the women don't drink Yain Havdol Al Pi Nigla, forget about the Kabbalah reason given by the Shalom. Al Pi Nigla, why? Because according to that opinion in the Magen Mishnah, women are not Mukhayev and Havdolah. So the reciting of the Havdalah will be a hefsek between the Bar Piagof and the drinking. So if you hold like that side in the Nadi Yehuda, that the bracha of Birchas Erisin has no shaychas to the kala, only to the chosen, how can the kala drink the wine under the chuppah? Only the chosen should drink the wine. For the kala should be a hefsek. The reciting of the Birchas Erisin should constitute a hefsek between the Bar Piagof and the drinking. That was his kasha. That was the kasha.
So if you're going to that, you don't actually listen to drinking the wine, but you make some bracha.
Okay. Right. 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 Correct. Yeah.
So how do Sephardi women drink from Kiddush on Sukkot?
Maybe they shouldn't answer Amen, right? That's what some poskim hold. If the woman said Shechyana when she bench licht, so maybe she should be careful not to say Amen after the husband says Shechyana. There's a shayla, what if you did say Amen? Is it really a hefsek? Because the husband had to say the bracha Shechyana. Whenever you hear a bracha, you say Amen. So maybe she did the right thing. Maybe it's not a hefsek because she was supposed to answer Amen. So that's an issue of machlokes in recent Moshe Feinstein and others. I think Rav Moshe held that even b'dieved it's a hefsek. If the woman is going to say Amen to the husband, Shechyanu, she already said Shechyanu when she bench lift. So the Amen will be a hefsek. And others are not so strict. No, it's a good tekasha. I printed in his name. His kasha. Yeah.
Doesn't Tosfos in a few places point out that even the women are mechuyev in periviribia,
right, two opinions in Tosfos, machlokes between Tosfos and Gittin and Tosfos and Chagiga. Yeah, on the first page of Eben Ezra, the Beis Shmuel quotes the machlokes. Right. So would it make sense to say they are mechuyev to get married? Okay, but the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs the correct years that women are not mechuyev to get married. So that's the shaila. If the Rambam says they're not mechuyev to get married, so maybe the Birchas Harisen shouldn't belong to them. So getting back again, we started that. Nadi Yehuda has this kasha in the Dogma Mervavim. The husband of Marvin Shul, so we assume he was probably, maybe not, we'll get to it, but he was probably Yotze Kiddush Deraisa, because we hold Avayayin as only the Rabban. The wife did not daven Mairav on Friday night. She doesn't know that the Baal HaTanya writes in the Shulchan Aruch that the Mairav on Friday night on Matzoi Shabbos is mechuyev. It's not Tfilas Aris Rishus, he's mechuyev mitam Kiddush and mechuyev mitam Abdullah. So the women are also mechuyev to daven Ma'ariv on Friday night. She's not a Lubavitcher, so she doesn't know that the Baal HaTanya wrote like that. I think it's printed, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's also in the Siddur Rabbi Yankiv Emden. But they say that Rabbi Yankiv Emden didn't write it. They say some Lubavitcher put it in from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Rabbi Yankiv Emden never wrote that. The Alter Rebbe writes like that. The women are mechuyev to daven on Friday night, Mitzvah Shabbos, because of the Kiddush and because of the Abdullah. So the dogma of Abba raises a shayla. The husband comes home. He was ready Yotze Kiddush Deraisa. He's not mechuyev min haTorah to say Kiddush Aleihem. It's only mid the Rabbanim. The wife didn't daven Ma'ariv. If the wife didn't daven Ma'ariv, so the wife is still mechuyev min haTorah to recite Kiddush. So how can the husband recite Kiddush where the wife is not mechuyev b'dover? He's not mechuyev min haTorah and Kiddush. He's only mechuyev mid the Rabbanim. So the simple answer is, what's the problem? Yotzamaitzi, even though I was Yotzi ready Kiddush Deraisa, I can say for someone else. So the dogma of Abba says the problem is that Rashi and all the Rishonim say on that Gemara, the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, Yotzamaitzi is because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh. And there's a Tosfos in Brachas, but Tosfos says there's no Orvus L'Noshim. There's no Dinu Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh for women. So if there's no Orvus, and that's his Kasha, how can the husband be Moitzi his wife with Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, if the husband is only mechuyev mid the Rabbanon, so he's not mechuyev b'dover on the level of the Reis, and the wife didn't have Ma'ariv, so she's mechuyev in Kiddush min haTorah, so how can the husband be might see the wife? So some give a teretz, they say, Tosfos says there's no orbis by Noshim, Tosfos is talking the reverse. Women are not arevim for men, but men are arevim for women. That's what some achreinim answer. Rabbi Kivega says the whole thing is a mistake. Rabbi Kivega in the Tshuva says, Tosfos never said that. Tosfos says there's no orvus for women. Tosfos is talking, if you hold that women are not mechuyev in Birchas HaMazon and HaTorah, so the woman is not areva to see to it that her husband benches. And a mitzvah that she's not mechuyev on, there's no arevas. But a mitzvah that people are mechuyev on, of course there's arevas. Men and women are both mechuyev in Kiddush. So of course there's going to be arevas, men to women and women to men. The woman has orvus for the men also as far as Kiddush is concerned. If the wife daven Ma'ariv on Friday night, the husband didn't daven Ma'ariv, so the wife can say Kiddush for the husband because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. On the mitzvah that the woman is mechuyev, there is Arevim. So Rabbi Kivega says the whole thing is a mistake. Then Rabbi Kivega raises a possibility when the husband comes home from shul and he wishes his wife good Shabbos, and the wife answers back good Shabbos, she's Yotze Kiddush Deraisa. When you say good Shabbos, you're already recognizing, you're already mentioning that today is Shabbos. Rabbi Kivega thinks that the wife is Yotze Kiddush Deraisa, so they're both on a level of the Rabbanon, so the husband can be Moitzi the wife. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this idea from Rabbi Kivega, and he's not happy. He quotes the Rambam both in the Sefer Mitzvahs as well as in the Mishnah Torah, writes that Kiddush, to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Manatar, is not sufficient just to say today is Shabbos. You have to say today is a holy day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh, and it's a special day. It's a unique day. You have to say Shebach Hayom. You have to praise the day. Say something good, not just a good Shabbos. Have a nice Shabbos. Today is Shabbos. That's not sufficient. That's what Rav Soloveitchik added on. Some Rishonim have this, that the minig to recite Zmiras on Shabbos is an enhancement of this mitzvah of reciting Kiddush. When you say the Zmiras Yom Zeh Mechubad, you're saying that Shabbos is a special day. Many of the Zmiras, the theme of many of the Zmiras, both Leil Shabbos and Shabbos in the morning, is to pray, to sing the praise of Shabbos. That's what the Rambam writes, to mention Shevach Hayom, to say that that the day is unique and everything is different. Yonah Matzah B'Manach, and so on. Those that you talk about Shabbos, and Kori Bein Olam, you don't talk about Shabbos. So that's, you can't say that that's an enhancement of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush. But all of those mirrors where you speak about the uniqueness of the day of Shabbos, so that's in a certain sense a kiyum of enhancing the mitzvah of Kiddush.
You assume the mitzvah is
right, so that's what other, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this long Bir Alochi, quotes all the issues. So some poskim hold that the whole kasha of the Dogma of Rav is based on a mistake. If one holds mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, well, that's a Sveikah Adina, how we paskin. In Simon Samach, I think, in Hilchas Kriyashma, the way we paskin mitzvahs deraisa Tzrichas Kavana and Tzrichas Kavana. If you hold mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, so usually when people dav Meir, they don't have in mind that they want to be Yotze Kiddush deraisa. They know Kiddush is when you go home, you say Kiddush. So if you hold mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, the husband probably was not Yotze Kiddush deraisa when he davened either. That's a svar that they say. Others say another svar. That the Gemara says in the last parak in Psochim, that Tzorach La'aske Bo Yitzias Mitzrayim, that you're only Yotze Kiddush, that's the way we usually learn the Gemara. We're only Yotze Kiddush on Friday night if you add on Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. So in the Kiddush it says Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. In the Shemoneh Esrei it doesn't say. In the Shemoneh Esrei Marav never says that Shabbos is Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. So some hold that you weren't Yotze Kiddush Deraisa B'Tfilah because you didn't say Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tmima, has a lot to say about everything. He has in his autobiography, he writes a lot. So he thinks that this was a mistake, that when the Gemara says you have to mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's on Kiddush on Pesach night, not Kiddush all year long on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kiddush on Pesach night, you have to say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he said, if you read the Gemara slowly and carefully, the Gemara says, Ksiv Hocha, Ksiv Hasa. So what are you talking about? So if you read the Hocha and the Hasam and the Gemara there in Perek Arvei Psochim, they're talking about Kiddush on Pesach night. They're not talking about Kiddush on Shabbos. That's what he claims. He says that those poskim who thought that it's ma'akev to say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush on Shabbos on Friday night, he thinks that that's a mistake. He thinks it only goes on... it only goes on Leil Pesach. On Pesach, you have to say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Doesn't the Rashbam over there say that you learn from a Mavetzino from Pesach to Shar Yom Tov? So it's obviously saying, at least, already the Rishonim are already saying that.
Yeah, a lot of Rishonim say Beferish not like him. Yeah, yeah. He's an original thinker. Okay. Yeah, the halacha says that the cup of Kiddush has to be mole. How mole is mole? So a lot of times people fill up the wine so much that it overflows. So it says in Hilchas Havdalah, they quote a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says in Erevin that if on Matzoy Shabbos they spill wine on the floor, so that'll be a simen bracha for the whole week. My mother always used to say it's a simen shlump, not a simen bracha. But in Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says that it's a simen bracha. So that's why for Havdalah, a lot of people pour so much that it overflows. Then the Rambam says, yeah, we overflow, and then we extinguish the flame of the Havdalah candle by dipping it into the wine. But by Kiddush, there is no requirement to fill it up till it overflows. So how full is full? So the Gemara says, when you bench Brichas HaMazon ala kos, also the kos has to be mole. And the Rabbeinu Yaina points out in the Gemara says, when you get to the end of Noida Lecho, before you say the bracha, at the end of Noida Lecho, then you should do the Mezigas HaKos, then you should pour in the water. So it means the cup is going to be two-thirds full, and you're going to pour in one-third of water when you get to the end of Noida Lecho. So the Rabbeinu Yaina says, where was Mole? What do you do in the beginning, the first bracha and a half? it wasn't mole. So he said, that's mole. Two-thirds full is also mole. If it doesn't have to be mamish full to the tongue. I was told that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that if you think you're going to spill the wine, so whatever you think you're going to spill, so don't fill it up so high. Fill it up an eighth of an inch or a quarter of an inch lower than the top. There's no yichus in filling it up to the top and then having it spill. There's some people every week that fill to the top and always spills. So that's not mole. Mole is to the extent that it should not spill. Yeah?
Is it possible that Rabbi Yonah only said that in a case where you're going to be mostly the coast, meaning that's full in a case where you're mostly the coast?
That's another teretz that he gives. Kach tiknu chachamim, that you should dafke make it mole at the end of noida lecho. But his other answer is no, that's called mole. If it's almost full to the top, that's also called mole. By Havdola should be mole al kol gadosel also, but if you're going to spill it, so you don't need mole al kol gadosel. The Gemara says that a kois shel bracha, the Gemara is really talking the shloshes shochle about a kois birchas hamazon, but we assume Kiddush and Havdola is also a kois shel bracha. So you need, in addition to mole, you need shtif of Havdocha, means you have to rinse it out in the inside and the outside. So the Magen Avraham writes, he quotes Poskim, you only have to rinse it out if you think that it's dirty. Well, let's say the Becher was in the cabinet the whole week long. The Balabasta washed it out on Matzoy Shabbos last week, and it's in the cabinet. You take it out so it's not dusty, and no one drank it, it has nobody's germs, so it's good the way it is. So you don't have to rinse it out. That's what the Magen Avraham says. And the Sefer Kaf HaChayim, by one of the Sfardish Gedolim from 100 years ago, so he quotes a lot Sfardish the Kabbalim. So he says, based on Kabbalah, they have the practice, Chassidim also have such a practice, also based on the Kabbalah, that you rinse out the cup in the inside and the outside, even if it is clean, even if there's no issue of being dirty.
I heard that some people say that the rationale, or the reason behind the cup still on purpose is something to do with Kosi Revaya, something
like Kosi Prophet. Okay, yeah. It says by, yeah, that's the, in Shulchan Aruch, Nechos Abdullah, they quote that Gemara in Erevin, that if wine is spilled on the floor at the beginning of the week, it'll be a simit bracha for the rest of the week. Yeah. So the Ramah quotes such a practice by Havdalah, to overflow, to pour so much wine till it overflows. Yeah. In Havdalah, the Gemara had, the Mishnah has a big machlokes hatanoim. What should be the order of the brachas? Which bracha do you say first? So we say, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Rosh Tevis Yavne. Yayim b'samim ner havdolah. We say first baramim b'samim, and then we say baramim yari hoish. The Mishnah Berurah has a chiddush, an original chiddush that no one ever mentioned until he came along. Even if a woman says havdolah, even if the old women are mechuyev and havdolah, but he doesn't think that they should say baramim yari hoish. He says havdolah is zman grama, so the same as kiddush is zman grama, and it's an exception to the rule. Kiddush and havdolah are exception to the rule. Baramim b'samim, fine. You see, you smell Barimim, so I can say all the time. Nothing unique to Havdalah. But Barim Yer Ha'esh, that's a mitzvah, says the Shaz Ban Grama. So he thinks that the women are potter from. The Gemara says, strictly speaking, Barim Yer Ha'esh and Barim Yer Ha'esh have nothing to do with Havdalah. The Gemara says that some of the Tanoim would recite on the way home, when there would be a light, they would say Barim Yer Ha'esh. And then you don't have to say it in Havdalah when you get home, unless the other members of the household didn't say Barim Yer Ha'esh yet. Bariminim Sanam also, the Gemara says, you can say it somewhere else, and then you don't have to say it as part of the Havdalah. If you're going to say Havdalah ala kos, so you may as well enhance the chashivas of the other two brachas, Bariminim Sanam and Barim Haresh also, and say them also ala yayin. But strictly speaking, you can say it while you're walking also. You can say it while you're walking. The Gemara says that Yotza Moitzi, the Gemara says there in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, Yotza Moitzi is only by Birchas HaMitzvah, it doesn't apply to Birchas HaNehenin. If the other guy wants to eat, I'm not eating with him. If I'm eating with him and it's pas v'yayin, then I say the bracha and we're all yotze. But if I'm not eating with him, you don't say yotze moitze. Let him learn how to say a bracha. So the ritva there in Rosh Hashanah has a suffix. What's the din about bichas shevach v'hidoya? Would you say yotze moitze and the bichas hashevach or not? So he's not sure. The pashtus says it's a beferish gemara that you want yotze. The gemara says some of the Tanoim would say Barim Yer Ha'esh on their way home. And then they would come home, they would say again Barim Yer Ha'esh. They didn't need it. They would say it for the children and for their sons. They would say it for their children who weren't Yotze, who hadn't yet said Barim Yer Ha'esh. So don't you see Beferish in the Gemara that you say Yotze Moitze, even on the Birchas HaShevach, just on Birchas HaNenin, you don't allow yotza moitzi, but melichas hashevach you do. I remember once Ezra Baron Lichtenstein, he didn't know the Teretz. He thought that it was a murderous kasha against the Ritva. How can the Ritva be mesupik? It's a beferish gemara. The Gemara in Brachas has a discussion. Whenever you say, if a person is a righty, whenever you say a bracha on something, you should hold it in your right hand. So you have lulav and an esrog, you're supposed to hold in two hands, but you say the bracha on the tilas lulav, you know, it's on the tilas esrog, on the tilas lulav. So the lulav you hold in the right hand, and the esrog you hold in the left hand. Birchas hanenin, birchas hamitzvah, talas tron should always hold it in the right hand. What if you have to hold a cup of wine in one hand and the psalmim in the other hand? So which should you hold in the right hand, which should you hold in the left hand? So this is a discussion in the Gemara. So the Gemara in Brachas comes to the conclusion, you should hold the cup of wine in the right hand, you should hold the psalmim in the left hand. That's what it says in the Gemara. So then, all of a sudden, you come to the Shulchan Aruch, so they quote the Rav Yoh. Yeah, that's when you start Havdalah, you hold the cup of wine in the right hand, because you're going to say Baruch Piyah Gofen. But then a second after you finish Baruch Piyah Gofen, you should switch hands and hold. Some people put the cup down on the table, and then they hold the psalmim. So that's not really proper. That's not really proper. The Baruch Mini Psalmim and the Bar Meir should also be recited Ala Yayin. Ala Yayin means you're holding on to the cup of wine. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Rav Yoh, who says, right after they finish Bar Piyah Gofen, you should switch hands. You should hold the cup of wine in the left hand, hold the Psalmim in the right hand, because whatever you're saying the Bracha on, you should hold in the right hand. So when you're holding Bar Mini Psalmim, you should switch to the right hand. The Gemara never said that. That's the Gemara never said that. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon a whole Sefer on Brachas. I think it's called Imri Noam. The commentary of the Vilna Gaon, I think it was called Imre Noam. So the quote that the Vilna Gaon thought not like the Rav Yoh. He said, and the Gemara doesn't say that. So many have the practice to do the way it says in Shulchan Aruch based on the Rav Yoh, and others have the practice, my father had the practice, not to switch hands. Like the Vilna Gaon, that you don't switch hands. You hold a cup of wine the whole time from the beginning to the end in the right hand.
It's a way to guarantee the spill, that's why. A way to guarantee to spill when you switch
if you're
hands.
Going to switch hands, yeah,
so
for sure.
That's why maybe people do it.
Okay, they want Davke to spill. They want Davke to spill.
Why do you have to hold the summon for the bracha of wine?
You don't have to.
So the Gemara didn't say you have to hold both the cup and
the summon. The Gemara said you hold the wine in the right hand and the summon on the left hand. The push-up shot means you don't have a table. You don't have nowhere to put it down. You're going to have to hold both. But if you don't have to hold both, so don't. Hold on. You should hold on to the cup of wine when you say Barim Minim Psalmim. That should be also Ala Yayin. Barim Minim should also be Ala Yayin. But you don't have to hold on to the Psalmim when you say Barim Piyah Gofim. It's talking not necessary. Probably means there's no place to put it down.
Would also be a problem, doesn't Shulchan Aruch passing that you shouldn't be holding things in your hands when you're making bracha? So if you're not making a bracha, you probably shouldn't be holding it in your hand anyway.
Shouldn't hold something in your hand that's going to going to distract your attention.
So it's
yeah, but if this is part of the Havdalah,
like
yeah, should not.
The other way, maybe.
Yeah, it's part of the Havdalah, so it's not going to distract me. Yeah. That's okay. I want to have everything ready. It says in Shulchan Aruch, yeah.
Just in terms of the women, if the man has already been Yotze and the woman needs to be Yotze still, is it better for her to do it herself or for the man to do it for her?
Havdalah or Kiddush?
Yeah, Havdalah.
Havdalah, the woman should say her own Havdalah. Bottom line, how do we paskin? Whether Havdalah deraisa, Havdalah derabbanan, and so on Shulchan Aruch. Bottom line, we paskin Havdalah is deraisa, like the Rambam. That if a woman doesn't have a man to say Havdalah for her, the paskin she does say Havdalah. We assume she's mukhiyah ben Havdalah. That's where Rabbi Kivega has a kash in Hilcha Sfira Soemer. It says that on Friday night in Shul, you should first say Kiddush and then count Sfira Soemer. In order to welcome the Shabbos officially. Shabbos already entered, but the Kiddush is welcoming the Shabbos. So rather than prolonging, rather than saying Sfira Saima first, and then say Kiddush, they say first Kiddush, then they say Sfira Saima. But on Matzoi Shabbos, on Matzoi Yontif, when you have to say Havdalah and you have to count Sfira, so Kol HaPuki Yomim Me'achrina. You want to prolong the Shabbos of the Yontif longer, so first you count Sfira Saima, and then you say the Havdalah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Kivega is bothered with the kasha that we pass on the halacha, bottom line, that Havdalah on Shabbos is deraisa. It was clearly a machlekes. The Magen Mishnah claims that there are those who say it's on the Rabban. We pass on the halacha that is deraisa. And Sfira Saima B'Zman Hazeh is a machlekes. And in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that Sfira Saima B'Zman Hazeh is the Rabban. We don't have any minchas or omer. So the whole Sfiras Arim is only a Zecher LeMikdash. It's not Deraisa. So if you have to fulfill two mitzvahs, and you're not, I want to do mitzvah A and mitzvah B, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter which one I do first. So should you first do A, then B, or should you first do B, then A? So the rules and regulations in Perakol HaTadir, towards the end of Zvachim. So Rabbi Kevega thinks the rule ought to be here. Kol HaPukiyom HaMachrin, and you prolong Shabbos as long as possible. First you count Sfira Simon, and then you say Havdolah to bid farewell officially. I already said Atochan Antonim in the Shemon Esri, but the Havdolah Alakos is the official bidding farewell to the Shabbos, so you prolong that. Prolong the Shabbos. Says that's only when all other things are equal, when you don't have any other better consideration. But he says over here, if Havdalah is deraisa and Sfiras Haim is derabanan, so Havdalah is mochomer. One mitzvah is deraisa, one is derabanan. So isn't that mikudish veinu mikudish mikudish kodim? So you should really say Havdalah first. So this is Rabbi Kevega's kasha. He doesn't understand why the practice is like it says in Shulchan Aruch. We shouldn't accept that practice. We should insist dafka on saying Havdalah first. And then Sfiras Haim, because the Havdalah is the Raisa and the Sfiras Haim is only the Rabban. That's his kasha. Yeah, it says in Shulchan Aruch that the minig is when you recite Kiddush, you have the Chalas covered up. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, so you look in the Tosfos and Arba Pesachim, there are three different reasons for this. So one minig, one reason is that it's a Zecher Laman, that it says in the Chumash, Uberedes Hatal Alamachna, there would be Tal Milamata and Tal Milamaila, and the Mon would be in between. So we have a tablecloth on the table, and we have a cloth cover on top of the Chalas. The chalas are zecher l'mon. We have the lechem mishnah, two chalas. The gemara says zecher l'mon. Pashtus says the lechem mishnah is only the rabbanon. Some of the achrayim write that lechem mishnah is the raisa. The pashtus says that it's not kirek. Machlek the tazim agan abram. Pashtus says lechem mishnah is only the rabbanon. Some achrayim want to say shalashudas is the raisa. Pashtus says shalashudas is only the rabbanon. The gemara learns it out on asmachta. It says three times the word hayom echlu hayom geshabes hayom lashem hayolam hayom lantzu simtzuuhu. So I said three times Hayom, so Moshe Rabbeinu told them they should add three suitors. So they should have three suitors with them on. Pashtus says that it's only an Asmachta Midi Rabban. Anyway, so some say that since the Lechem Mishnah, since the Chalas Azecha Laman, and Man was covered on top on the bottom with the Tal, so we should have make a Zecha Laman. Then the others give a different reason why, that if you're about to say Hamoitzi Lechem in Haaretz, and you Bar Pi Agofen, so the Kedima, the Gemara says, the Kedima should be based on the Pasuk, Eretz Chita Sarva Gefen Atein of Rima, Eretz Eishem and Udvash. Whatever is mentioned first in the Pasuk, you should say the Brocha not first. So it says Chita. And then it says Gefen later. So the Brocha on the wine should be recited after the Brocha, even if you're just having cookies. You're just having very minimum zaynus, but it's Chita. So the Chita, the Brocha on the Chita, should really be recited before the bracha on the wine. but you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So you have to say Baruch HaGofen first. Since by right you should really say Hamoitzi and Hilchas Birchas, and then you should really say Hamoitzi before the Baruch HaGofen. So the Rishonim have an expression, Shola Yiraha Pas by Shosai, that the bread shouldn't be humiliated. It should really, it's more important than the wine. Should you really say the bracha Hamoitzi on the bread before the wine, but we can. So we cover over the bread that it shouldn't be embarrassed. What do you mean? The bread is really going to be embarrassed. So I think what it means is we should train ourselves not to humiliate human beings. So we should practice on the bread and on a lot of people. They won't humiliate the chalas, but to humiliate someone else, that's okay. To embarrass someone else, you should turn all colors. You should want to drop dead, that's okay. So we should practice on the chalas. We should know that we shouldn't embarrass the human beings. That's the second reason that the Rishonim gives. The Rav Soloveitchik thought that both of these reasons were agadic reasons. The bread shouldn't be humiliated. What do you mean? No, look, you got to say Kiddush first. What's the problem? And should be Zecher Laman. That's all. Derech Agada should be Zecher Laman. The halachic reason is what Tosfos and Arba Pesachim quotes from the Shiltas, that you shouldn't have any food on the table at all when you recite the Kiddush, because every night we eat supper. So Manishtana Halal Zemikoles, on Friday night we also eat supper. So we want to say Kiddush when there's no food on the table to demonstrate. Ke'echid etesis sudas alikore de Shabbata. We should bring the food lekavod Shabbos. Should we first say Kiddush to declare today is Shabbos and the Suda is dedicated lekavod Shabbos. And then we bring the food. So more correct is you shouldn't have any food on the table at all. And second best is if you have the food on the table, you should cover over all the food. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that was the Iker reason. And he thought more correct is you should cover all the food on the table. A lot of people just cover the challahs and they have the gefilte fish is there, they have vegetable salads are there, they have pickles there, they have other things there that are exposed. So they actually thought they shouldn't have any food on the table. He thought on Shabbos morning also, even though you said Kiddush on Friday night, he thought on Shabbos morning also, more correct is to cover over, it should not have anything on the table, not only Leil Shabbos initiating the Shabbos, even Shabbos morning also, you shouldn't have any food on the table at all at the time that you say Kiddush. So Rav Shulchan writes, what's the story with Shalashudas? You have to cover over the Chalas by Shalashudas. So he says, if the reason for covering over the Chalas is Zechel Aman, then you should really cover over by Shalashudas as well. It's also Zechel Aman. But he says, the meaning is not so. He says, the meaning is by Shalashudas, for sure you don't cover over the Chalas.
I thought, does the Midrash say that when you come home from Shul, the Malachim, you see that everything set, the beds at the table set, and everything looks nice for Shabbos, he gives you a bracha.
Right, that's Tosis Kasha. Tosis says, how can it be that you shouldn't have any food on the table, but the Malachim come? So Tosis says, no, the table should be set in the kitchen. The Balabasa should have all the plates with the gefilte fish ready in the kitchen. And all the salad shouldn't, the husband shouldn't come home, and then the wife is going to start to prepare for Shabbos. Everything should be prepared in the kitchen, and then right after Kiddush, they should bring everything into the dining room on the table. That's al gutti kasha. That's Tosis kasha. That's Tosis teretz. Gemara says you're not allowed to eat or drink anything before Kiddush, also before Havdalah. You're not supposed to eat or drink anything before Havdalah, but there's a difference regarding Mayim. You're permitted to drink water before Havdalah, but you're not allowed to even drink water before Kiddush. Sometimes when they have a Shabbaton somewhere, so they have somebody speak in between Kabbalah Shabbos and Baruch Hu, and they have when they have, you know, conventions or something, so they have a person give a longer drush of 45 minutes and then his throat gets dry, so he starts drinking water before Kiddush is against the din. You're not allowed to drink water before Havdalah is okay, but before Kiddush you're not even allowed to drink water. Yeah, you have to recite Kiddush over a kos. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has his tshuva that a plastic cup or a paper cup is not proper, it's disposable, you're going to throw it out. So the Gemara says if you have a kli that's a little bit chipped on the top, a silver becher, a golden becher, is a little bit chipped on the top, so you shouldn't use it. It's a kal v'chaymer if it's disposable kli. Certainly shouldn't use it. I remember when that volume of the Igros Moshe came out, everybody was talking. That was the first tshuva that everybody spoke about, the disposable cups. I didn't understand. They quote Rabbi Yashiv didn't think Rabbi Moshe was right. Why wasn't he right? I said, they were poshut. They said Rabbi Yashiv didn't think him is right. So then Rabbi Yashiv used to give a daily shiur in Gemara. He had a whole bunch of participants. So when he got to that Gemara, so he asked him, what about a disposable cup? So he didn't want to say against Rabbi Moshe. Aloch Lamaisi didn't want to say against Rabbi Moshe. But they say on many other occasions he didn't think Rabbi Moshe was right. I don't understand. How can you not think that he's right? Yeah, what's the story when you have a Lecha Mishnah? So how do you place them? Do you have them one next to the other? Do you have them one on top of the other? They're different in Hagim. So the Rama says the minig is you have one on top of the other, and he says that Leil Shabbos, there's a reason I'll pick up bullet. Leil Shabbos you should eat from the bottom challah, and Shabbos in the morning you should eat from the top challah. What's the reason I'll pick up bullet? So on the side of the big Shulchan Aruch, they have printed the comments from the Chasam Sefer. So he says the reason is, I don't know what the words mean. The reason is that Leil Shabbos, there are seven spheres, I don't know what that means. So Leil Shabbos is Bebchinas Malchus. The Malchus is the bottom sphere. So that's why Leil Shabbos, you should cut the bottom challah. And Shabbos in the daytime is Bebchinas Yisoid, that's the sixth sphere. So that's why you should cut the top challah. And that's why by Hasidim, Shishi is the best aliyah, because Shishi is the sixth, Shishi is the best aliyah on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham says, Alpi Nigle, Alpi the Gemara, Shlishi is the best aliyah. It's the first aliyah that you can get if you're not a kohen or a levi. So the first aliyah you're able to get is going to be Shlishi. So that's why it's the best aliyah, because Bizman HaGemara, they would give the same people aliyahs every week. They wouldn't alternate. Everybody should get a chance. The biggest Talmud Chacham got Shlishi, and the next one got the Revi, and the next one got Chamishi. Every week the same people got aliyahs. We don't do like that. But Salpi Nigli says the best aliyah is Shlishi, because that's the first aliyah you can get. It means that you're the biggest Talmud Chacham, the one who deserves most to get an aliyah. And then Magen Avraham says, I'll pick up all. Magen Avraham lived before the Baal Shem Tov, before Hasidim. He said, I'll pick up all. They hold Shishi is the best aliyah, because Shabbos in the daytime is Bebchinas Yisai. and Shabbos in the afternoon, as if, I don't know what the words mean, all the spheres are together. So the Chasam Sofim, when he writes about the top chala, bottom chala, so he says that's why on Friday night the minig is that you say in the Shmona Esrei v'yanuchu vo, Shabbos in the morning and Shacharis you say, in Musav you say v'yanuchu vo, and Shabbos to Shabbos Shudas you say v'yanuchu vom. Why? Because bo is a reference to Bechinas Malchus, which is Losh and Akeva, and bo is a reference to Bechinas Yisod, which is Losh and Zohar. V'yanuchu vom is a reference to all of the spheres. So that's why it's in the plural. I don't know what the words mean. That's what it says in the Chasam Sofim. Rav Soloveitchik said it all. I wouldn't know it. Rav Soloveitchik said over the Chasam Sofer that's printed on the side of the Shulchan Aruch.
I don't know
what he personally did, but that's what he explains on the side of the Shulchan Aruch.
Some people, they like say that if you put two plastic cups together, it's better. Is there any validity to that?
Two is better than one, but they're both improper. More correct is if you don't have a silver cup, you get a glass. Got a glass cup.
Theoretically, two is both still
disposable. It's not more sturdy than the one. Right. It's a little sturdier, so it won't spill. When you hold the cup, you won't squeeze in, won't spill. But it's still not proper. Yeah, still more correct is to have a glass cup or a metal cup. Yeah.
According to those who say that when you use a plastic cup on Shabbos, it becomes like shivery kelim. When you want to throw it out, it's useless and that's what you're doing. So according to those, should we say that the kli before you use it is a fine kli, and because you're ready to throw it out, now it's a shivery kelim. So when I'm ready to use a kiddush cup, a plastic cup at the kiddush, so it's fine and could very well be used, should we call it kli? Shouldn't we call it shivery kelim?
It is a kli. Moshe didn't say it's a shivery kli. It is a kli, but it's cheap. It's disposable. So madach, if you have a chip on the top, we don't use it. We want to have a kli sholem. So you certainly shouldn't use a disposable kli. I thought it was a dollar portion. That I never saw. That's right. You shouldn't drink before. The Ravid's opinion is that you're not allowed to drink or eat before Kiddush. Only applies Friday night. But one Shabbos entered, you're allowed to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Well, we don't follow the Ravid. We are machmer like the Rambam. Even Shabbos morning shouldn't eat before Kiddush. That's right. If a person made Kiddush, okay, then he has to have Kiddush b'makom suda. We mentioned last week that some achlokes, what does it mean Kiddush b'makom suda? So the Gaonim were lenient. They said if you have cake or cookies, that's also Kiddush b'makom suda. And the Vilna Gaon thinks we should follow the Rosh. The Rosh holds no, Kiddush b'makom suda is not to enhance the Kiddush. It's to be kaver the suda, the shame suda Shabbos. So the suda has to be pas. It's not enough, Kiddush b'makom suda cookies.
Here's straw. I saw in one of these picture books of Vidal. This picture of Rav Steinberg, I think, with a dress, and he has two plastic cups there.
More correct is to have a glass. If you don't have a becher, more correct is to use a glass.
A chipped becher, it's missing something. It's not as whole as it once was. Here you have a plastic cup. If you have a choice in a becher, fine. If you start with just a plastic cup, I'm not using something that's worse than what it started as.
But still, such a strong svara. You want to have a becher that has chashivas. This mom is disposable. How does it have any chashivas?
So somebody eats or drinks Shabbos morning, should he make kiddush?
You still have to say kiddush. The more has a machlokes, but the toam mekadosh, a toam ein mekadosh, a toam mavdil, toam ein mavdil. If a person already said Kiddush and Abdullah betfilin is yotzei the deraisa, so why were they masakein? You have to say again a second time Kiddush al ayayin, second time Abdullah al ayayin. So the answer is, the Vilna Gaon explains all of this in the Biro. The answer is Kiddush betfilin, Abdullah betfilin, yotzei Kiddush and Abdullah. Kiddush al ayayin, Abdullah al ayayin is kedei lahavdol ben achilu shel reshus lachilu shel mitzvah. Whatever you eat on Shabbos is a mitzvah if you eat in a reasonable fashion. Person shouldn't overeat, shouldn't do so many mitzvahs. He should eat in a reasonable fashion, a kavadiga fashion. And what it eat b'mos hachol is a dvar hashus. So the kiddush al hayayin leil Shabbos is not so much for the purpose of fulfilling mitzvah of kiddush. They instituted it l'havda ben achilu shavishus l'achilu shal mitzvah. So that's why there was one opinion in the Gemara that toam, if by mistake the person ate, he lost his opportunity. There's no use in saying kiddush. It was ready to say the kiddush b'tfila toam ein mekadosh. If by mistake he already ate before Abdullah, Allah kos, he lost his chance. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin, that's one inyan. In reciting Kiddush alayayin and Havdalah alayayin, even though he already said Kiddush betfila and Havdalah betfila. And there's another inyan to fulfill the Kiddush, the bracha should be recited alakos to enhance the mitzvah. In fact, some of the poskim hold, Chaim Olajina holds, and some sefer holds like this also in the tshuva, that when you daven ma'ariv, you're supposed to have kavana bedavke shelo lotzeis. Someone asked before, maybe when you daven ma'ariv, you didn't have kavana lotzeis, and maybe you weren't. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you hold mitzvah sichas kavana, so maybe you didn't have kavana lotzeis the mitzvah of kiddush b'tfilah. So the Rav Chaim Volozhiner with Chassam Sof both say you're supposed to have kavana shelo lotzeis b'tfilah. The Takanas Chachamim was not to make us happy. In addition to fulfilling kiddush b'dvarim, make the rabbis happy. Say the kiddush again al ayayin. No, the takana was you should fulfill the kiddush d'arais al ayayin. They don't want you to be yotze with kiddush b'tfilah. They don't want you to be yotze with kiddush and shul. When the Chassam says kiddush and shul al ayayin, also you're supposed to have kavana shelo lotzeis. Because the Chachamim want us to say Kiddush b'makom suda, but makom suda for sure is only the Rabban. Even according to those opinions and Taisus, that Kiddush al Ayayin is the Raisa, but Kiddush makom suda for sure, Taisus says that for sure is only the Rabban. So the Chassam Sofer says, and Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner holds, when you hear Kiddush and Shul, you're supposed to have Kavana Shelo Lotzeis. And even if you're not thinking one way or the other, so the Chassam Sofer has a Loshen, Lei Bez the Masna. Everybody has a mind to fulfill the mitzvahs the way the rabbis want us to, and the rabbis want us not to be yotzei kiddush, not betfilah, and not bebeis hakneses. They want us to be yotzei kiddush b'makom suda al ayayin. The Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Why do we still say kiddush al ayayin bebeis hakneses? We don't have any orchim. The Gemara has a machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel, why do you need kiddush makom suda? We paskin, you do need kiddush makom suda. So the Gemara asks, why do you say kiddush in shul? The Gemara says to be motzi the orchim yedech havasim. There are guests. There are the poor people would eat in the shul. So the question is, but b'zman is we don't have any orchim in shul. Why do we still say kiddush? The Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. No, kiddush in shul we still observe it because there are some people who are just going to go home. They're not going to make kiddush. They're not going to. A lot of people are going to go to sleep right away. They're not going to say kiddush. Or they're going to eat a meal. They're not going to say kiddush. So we want everyone to be yotzei with the kiddush. At least be yotzei the kiddush derais. When you say kiddush and shul al ayayin, everybody says the kiddush derais. And then when you go home, you say kiddush derabba. So that's exactly Reb Chaim Volozhiner and some sefer hold not so. You're supposed to have in mind everybody else in shul. Whoever is not gonna doesn't plan to say kiddush at night should have in mind to be yotzei kiddush derais and shul. But all those who are gonna say kiddush at home should have in mind bedavka not to be yotzei with the kiddush and shul. That's Rav Chaim Volozhiner was opposed to singing Tzur Mishalo Yachalnu. So they quote the reason why, because each stanza in Tzur Mishalo Yachalnu is a synopsis of each one of the brachas and the brichas hamazon. First paragraph corresponds to Hazanah Sakol, and the second paragraph corresponds to Noidolcha and Eretz Yisrael, and then the third bracha, the fourth bracha, and so on. So he said, Min HaTorah you would be yotzei brichas hamazon by singing Tzur Mishalo Yachalnu. And the Chachamim want you to be yotzei brichas hamazon in their nusach. They don't want you to be yotzei brichas hamazon in their eyes and your nusach, and then do us a favor and say a second time brichas hamazon in our nusach. They want you to be yotzei the brichas hamazon in their eyes in the nusach that they compose. He says the same by the Kiddush. Not you'll be yotzei Kiddush their eyes on your own, the tefillah, the beis haknesses, and then make the rabbis happy, say Kiddush again, ala yayin, b'makom suda. No, they want you to be yotzei the Kiddush their eyes, ala yayin. So you really should have in mind not to be yotzei before. Okay. Right. That's a discussion whether bris v'torah is there. I said the rabbanon. That's right.
Can we just say we find the legend of Stara from tefillah for shlomi shalom? Just have kavana shalom latzeis when you sing the zemer. I can use that Stara.
Well, you have kavana. Not to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
No. Without
Kavana Latzeis, but Brichas means to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am praising, so have in mind, I don't want to praise him. I'm just singing a song. No. He sings mirrors, you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what it means, Kavana Latzeis. Kavana is Brichas HaMazim, HaKavana, to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, to thank him for the food that I'm thanking him. No, I don't have in mind. So what do you have in mind? Just stop singing words.
Would that be the same idea when you
say kiddush, you're supposed to have kavana for every word of davening. So saying kiddush, shouldn't the person have kavana to do it?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, what does that mean? You have kavanah shalolos, you have kavanah to daven, so you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave a Shabbos. I don't know. That's a good question. Those who say you have to have kavanah shalolos, those who say maybe didn't have kavanah lotzes. What do you mean didn't have kavanah lotzes? He knows that he's praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he gave a Shabbos. So that is kavanah lotzes. That's a strong kasha. I don't know the answer.
If we have, let's say we do have kavanah during davening,
do we have the same question by Havdalah? Yeah, I mean the women don't have Ma'arif.
Yeah.
So if you all the women are Mechuyev and Atar and Havdalah, there are those who all women are Mechuyev and Havdalah. The same problem.
We can't say like a
Shabbos,
we don't have any of those
tricks to get added. Unless it says Agud Tevach. It's also called Havdalah. Probably not.
Havdalah comes to the one here, probably. She says
Ma'adim Kodesh Lachol
starts working into it. She's
going to
be
Yotzei Avdol
no matter what.
Okay, maybe. Maybe she already said Ma'adim Kodesh
Lachol.
Okay. So she was
Yotzei Avdol. When you get on the bus and it's Israel at Shabbos, you say to the driver, Shavua Tov.
So the driver is Yotzei Avdol Deraisa. Okay. Okay, maybe. Okay.
About the speaker Friday night or Bar Mitzvah or Shabbos morning taking like I said drink of water, so there's no distinction made between someone who's like just eating or drinking stam between someone who's obviously only doing it because for his throat to speak, he's not drinking. Oh, thirsty.
The din is that if a person drinks water shalola tzomo, and not that he's thirsty just to clear his throat, he doesn't say a bracha. But usually these speakers will drink extra because they usually do want to say a bracha. It looks funny to drink water. We were just at the Hesped on Sunday night, so one of the speakers needed a drink of water. His throat got caught, so he didn't say a bracha. Say, I'm not saying a bracha because I'm not thirsty. So he drank some. He was speaking in front of hundreds of people, so it's going to look funny. He's drinking water without saying. Say, I'm not going to say a bracha because I'm not thirsty. Just at the clearest throat. But usually they want to say a bracha, so they drink a little extra, more than they really need, because they are a little thirsty.
So if the bar is avoid the speaker, if they truly need for their throat, then they'd be okay?
Just strictly speaking, he's not drinking anything. Yeah. He's not eating or drinking. Yep.
That's what that means.
Huh?
That's what that means. You're not drinking Yom Kippur if you're only thirsty?
No. Whatever is right, lachila. Yeah.
So then maybe if we're kiddush, you're also not drinking, even if you're...
Even if you only to clear your throat.
Right.
Could be. That could be. I don't know. Possibility.
Doesn't the Eliyahu Rabbah have that you can't always know if you're really not thirsty at all, so it's not bad to be someone who's drinking out of bracha?
It's a question, okay. It's a question, yeah.
I don't know, let's say, does it mean you have to have in mind that you're being a kind of mitzvah, or is it enough just to have like an awareness of what you're doing?
Most people are not such big Talmid Chacham. Most people, Baal Batim, don't learn the yeshiva said. They don't know chapter and verse with them. They know they're doing what they're supposed to do. The halacha says they have to do. They don't have to know which mitzvah it is and the minyan mitzvahs. Kavanah lots me. I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. The chazan is motzi everybody dechavos. What do you mean kavanah lahotzi? He knows he's supposed to say kiddush Abdullah on behalf of everybody. He doesn't have to know what the whole lomdus is and mekaina. The husband says kiddush and everybody's yotzei. That's kavanah lahotzi. He has in mind everyone should be yotzei with his kiddush. He doesn't have to have such deep understanding of what's happening. Yeah, we learned last week the din is hamavarch tzorch sheyitam. You're not in fulfillment of a bracha lakos kiddush avdallah whatever, unless someone takes a sip and you have to drink a maloy lugmav. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara's lashon is hamavarch tzorch sheyitam. One who says the bracha has to take a sip of the wine. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote one opinion from the Gaonim that if the one who recites the Kiddush doesn't drink the wine, so no one's Yotzei. That's a lechatchila v'choshish for that opinion, but Mikra Din, we really don't hold like that. That's a chumra. We hold somebody has to drink. Somebody has to drink. We have to have some Jewish person should drink some of the wine. Maloy Lugma doesn't necessarily have to be the Mavarch. We mentioned last week that there was an opinion in the days of the Rishonim. Sefer Amichtam quotes this, that by Kiddush, whoever doesn't drink is not Yotzei. Whoever doesn't drink is not Yotzei. It's against the Gemara, the Rashbam, and all the Rishonim say there's a Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem, but the Gemara says on Yom Kippur you got to say the Bracha of Shechianu. So you can say Shechianu and Shul Alakos and have a child drink the wine. we should really say Shachianu ala kosan leil yom kippur. Mar says we don't do it because it's be'et chinuch, because the child will grow up and he'll remember that the rabbi told me to drink the wine on leil yom kippur, and he'll continue to drink wine even after his bar mitzvah. He won't know. So the Gemara says, strictly speaking, if you would say Shachianu ala yayin and have someone else drink, that would be considered a brocha ala kos. So that's what the Rashbam writes, and all the Bishanim says, how can you say whoever doesn't drink the wine is not yotze? It's a beferish gemara. It's called a bracha lakos as long as a Jewish child. If you give it to a non-Jew to drink, it's probably not good. But as long as a Jewish person takes a malolugmav of the wine, it's good. So how could that be Rishonim? How can the Sefer HaMichtam write that whoever doesn't drink is not yotze? It made a deal in the gemara, because the gemara has the machlokes for Rabbi Shmuel, whether you need kiddush b'makom suda or not. So the gemara has the machlokes. Osan ben Yodam shekitcha bebeis haknesses, but they didn't eat. Are they yotzei kiddush or not? What do you mean? Osan ben Yodam. Everybody wasn't sure. So he says, no, not everybody drank the wine. Some of the people drank the wine. Whoever doesn't drink the wine for sure is not yotzei. So that's what it means. Osan ben Yodam, the people who were in shul and drank the wine, were they yotzei or not? But if you were in shul, you didn't drink the wine. There's nothing to discuss on that. So we don't hold like that either. Mikredim, we don't hold like that. We don't hold that Baruch has to drink as long as someone drinks. I think we mentioned last week, there's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether you can be mitzarif malay lugmav from several people. Do you require one person should drink, you mitzarif from a few people?
Why isn't there many shuls that every Shabbos
a
cotton drinks
and not a cotton drinks and what?
When they make tradition shuls,
yeah,
they give it to a cotton instead of the mevarach drinking. Why is that different?
Because the Mevarach is not, you only eat the Kiddush if it's B'makom Suda. So the one who said Kiddush the Chazan is not going to eat his meal there. So he's not Yotze the Kiddush. He's not going to drink the wine because he's drinking before Kiddush. He's not going to say Kiddush at home. But the meaning is that you say Kiddush in Shul and the Rambam in the Tshuva, if it's an authentic Tshuva, they all quote in the Per Adar, the old collection of Tshuvas. The Rambam, he says that even though Kiddush was initially instituted in the Shul because of the Orchim, and his man said, there are no Archim, he says it's like Chazaras HaShatz. Chazaras HaShatz was initially introduced in order to be Moitzi the Ein HaBaki. So even his man said, if everybody's a Baki, you still have to fulfill the Takanas Chacham. The Takanas Chacham, the motivation for the Takana was that they were Ein HaBikin. But once they made the Takana, in addition to the Tfilas HaYachin, you need the whole Tzibur should offer a Tfilas HaTzibur. So the Rambam thinks the same is true regarding Kiddush and Shul. What motivated them initially to institute the practice was because of the Orchim, but then they instituted a Takana, you should always say Kiddush and Shul. The Tziba should offer a Kiddush. Yeah, but the Chazan is not allowed to drink the wine because he's not Yotze with the Kiddush. You have to give it to a child. You have to, and the child has to be a person who knows he's supposed to say Bar Piyah Gofen, usually, and tonight he shouldn't say the Bar Piyah Gofen. He should rely on the Bar Piyah Gofen that the Chazan said. There's going to be a child who's going to say his own Bar Piyah Gofen. So you didn't accomplish too much. It's like the, no one drank the wine. You didn't accomplish anything.
When you're making kiddush at home, is it not better at all to have someone who's actually chayav in kiddush to drink, or it's just the same to give it to a katan versus?
Doesn't make a difference. No, it doesn't make a difference. So here's a question in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes, if I don't have so much wine, and if I'm going to say kiddush and drink from the wine, then it's going to be pogum. So then what am I going to use for Havdalah? I'm going to need the same wine for Havdalah. We usually don't have the problem. We have tons and tons of wine. You don't have wine back on the next door neighbor, though. Next door neighbor has a lot of wine. But what if you really don't have? So then Mechaber says, in order that it shouldn't become pogum, say kiddush on the wine, then pour over some of the wine into another cup and drink from that cup, and you will satisfy the requirement of Hamavarach Tzorch Sheit, my drinking from the second cup, and the whole full first cup of wine will not become pogum. So the Magen Aram jumps on the Mechaber. He says he forgot the Beferish HaTosfos and Arbei Psochim. And if he would have remembered it, he would never have written that. He made a mistake. Tosfos says, Havarach Tzorch Sheyitam is only satisfied if you drink from the cup that has a revius. So if you're going to pour off a little bit of wine in another cup, it's no good. So many people do this. Many people, they don't want to pass their germs around to everybody else. So they pour off a little wine in another cup, then they drink from the other cup. So the Magen Aram quotes the Tosfos. Tosfos proves from the Gemara that's not proper. Baruch Tzor Sheitam is supposed to drink from the cup that has the revius. There's no yichas dafkin having everybody drink from the cup that the person said kiddush on. You can have, the Shulchan Aruch says, you can have everybody have their own cup of wine, and then when the father of the household or the grandfather, whoever's saying kiddush, when he finishes kiddush, everybody can drink from their own cup, and that's called drinking from the kosher bracha. Any wine that you drink in conjunction with the kosher bracha is considered drinking from the kosher bracha.
What's just in the bottle on the table by the front of each person and also called kosher bracha?
The Gemara tells a story in Brachas that Yalta was the wife of whom? Rab Nachman? I forgot already. So they once had a guest and they benched Birchas HaMazon, and the practice is that you send the kosher bracha to the wife. So the guest said, yeah, it's not necessary. So they didn't send it to the wife. So she had a good temper. So she got furious. So she went to the husband's wine cellar and she opened up 400 barrels of wine and she took a sip from each one of them. And then the husband said, there's your kosher bracha. So I thought it's a joke. There's your kosher bracha. So the Vilna Gaon quotes that Gemara. You see that any wine that you drink in conjunction with a kosher bracha is considered a kosher bracha. If you open up 400 barrels and you drink it all, it's all kosher bracha. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, someone said, I remember once, someone said Havdalah, and the presence of Rabbi Soloveitchik in Shul said Havdalah, and he was so nervous he spilled the whole cup of wine on the floor. So Rabbi Soloveitchik started screaming, Turmasah, Turmasah, Turmasah. I didn't know what he was talking about. Taisa quotes a Yerushalmi that if a person said Bari Pihuetz on a turmis, and then he dropped it and it fell in the dirt, and he's going to eat another turmis, he's got to say another Bari Pihuetz, because you originally said the bracha only on this one, you didn't plan to eat anymore. So the bracha is only chal on that fruit, it's not chal on the other. If he say shahakol, because you're going to have chicken, and you may have soda, and you may have other shahakol, so the shahakol goes on everything. If he said huetz, and you may have in mind to eat other fruits, so the huetz goes on everything. But if you don't have in mind to eat this one turmis, the guy said Abdullah, he only had in mind the Bar Piyagofen should go in this cup of wine. And then he spilled the whole cup of wine. Then you got to say another Bar Piyagofen. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if he spilled it, let's say, after Havdalah, he said the whole Kiddush, the whole Havdalah, then he spills the whole cup of wine, he doesn't drink anything. So it says he should fill another cup, he should say another Bar Piyagofen, because he didn't have in mind to drink any more wine. But he doesn't have to repeat the Kiddush of the Havdalah. Ayu Hamavarach Tzor Sheyitom, he didn't drink the Kosher Bracha. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, any wine that you drink in conjunction with the Kosher Bracha is considered drinking from the Kosher Bracha. That's Kosher Bracha. You had the cup of wine, you were holding the cup of wine when you say the Kiddush and Abdullah, that's called Kiddush ala Yayin. And then you drink some other wine afterwards. So that's Hamavarach Tzor Sheyitom.
By Kiddush, if you want to drink more wine during the Suda, and you had that in mind, then
you wouldn't have to say another Bar Piyagofen. Yeah. You would fill up another cup of wine and drink that wine. There wouldn't be any need to say another Bar Piyagofen. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's correct, yeah.
Would the Baal be able just to take the cup, pour out everything but a
mother,
and just drink from the
coast
and leave that?
I think Taisa says you have to drink from the cup that has a revius.
So if he left a revius,
it depends, is it more than half or less than half? If it's less than half, then it's not mole. I think they think you have to drink from the cup of wine that has a shear like a kosher broch, has to have a minimum revius, has to be approximately mole. I think the easiest solution is you give everybody their own wine. The Gemara has a din. If I said amotin and I give everybody chalas, so they're not supposed to eat any of the challah before I eat the challah. So Tosfos has two opinions. We spoke about this already last week. Tosfos has two opinions why that's so. So one opinion is that you don't say yotze moitzi. So my hamotzi is only valid if I eat some of the bread. My bar piyagofen is only valid if I drink some of the wine. So how can you start drinking or eating food based on my bracha doesn't take effect until I start eating something. That's one opinion in Tosfos. And we don't accept that opinion. We hold la'alocha, mi'ikra din, I'm going to eat some of the bread later, I'm going to drink some of the wine later. You can, strictly speaking, in Hilchos Birchas Hanenin, you can start eating or drinking the wine or the bread before I do. But it's not derech eretz. If I'm the one, it's in Hilchos derech eretz. If I'm the one who said the bracha for the others, so derech eretz dictates they should wait for me. So that's why Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi, what if everybody has their own challah? I have lechem mishnah. So I'm saying hamotzi on lechem mishnah. I'm saying, let's say, kiddush on wine over the cup of wine. And everybody has their own cup of wine in front of them. So then it says they're allowed to start drinking the wine before I do. Because they have, if they're drinking from the cup that I have, then they have to wait for me to drink first. But if they're not drinking from my cup of wine, then they can start drinking before me. So that was a practice that everybody has their own cup of wine. Tesis shows a Gemara like that. Everybody has their own wine, and they can even start drinking before the Mavarach starts drinking. The Gemara has an expression, Sechet Adam Eshkol Shal Adovim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Rabbi Schwab always used to say this. Sometimes a businessman gets stuck out of town for Shabbos. He can't come back home. And then where's he going to get kosher wine? Well, there is no liquor shop that sells kosher wine. He's in Albuquerque. Where's he going to get kosher wine? So he says, what's the problem? Go to the store, buy a cluster of grapes, squeeze out the grapes on Friday. The Gemara says, Sechet Adam Eshkol Shal Adovim. I'm all of Kiddush Hayom. It means you squeeze out the cluster of grapes on Friday, and then you say Kiddush. You can say Kiddush over grape juice. The shot is our grape juice is a machlekes, because our grape juice is treated with chemicals to prevent it from ever fermenting. So Rav Henkin, Paskin, based on the Knesset HaGdoyla, based on the Achron quoted by the Knesset HaGdoyla, the only time you can say Bor Pi HaGofen on grape juice is on such grape juice that if you would let it sit long enough, it would ferment and turn into wine. But if it's treated chemically in such a way that it's never going to turn into wine, then it's shahakel. Then it doesn't deserve to be bar piagov. And the one who passed, and the first one who passed kanatza was Louis Ginsberg from the Jewish Theological Seminary. His book about that, no?
Yeah.
We'll be able to say that already. Okay. So Rav Moshe was not the first one. So Rav Moshe passed like Louis Ginsberg. He was masking with him.
During the prohibition and the
yeah, but not everybody agrees. That's a shot. Not everybody agrees. So best is to avoid the grape juice. What do you have to get involved in a machlokes about? Yeah, we spoke about the Yayin Mevushal. Spoke already about Yayin Mevushal. The Gemara says in Bava Basra and Hamoicher Es HaPeres, you can only say Kiddush on Yayin that's Roil Nasach Hagabi HaMizbeach. What does that mean? So the Gemara finally comes to the Gemara says. If you have grape juice, it's not royal and asach agabi hamizbech. You have to wait till the bakodesh asach neseh shechol Hashem has to be the yain that's mishaker. If it didn't sit, it didn't ferment, so you're not supposed to use it for nisach agabi hamizbech. The Gemara says, no, it just means hella kamachim. If the wine started to spoil and it smells awful, so then you shouldn't use it for kiddush, just like you shouldn't use it for nisach agabi hamizbech. So Taisus holds that's the whole din, that's all. The Rambam holds like the Goinim, that if it's Yayin Mevushal, just like it's Pasul and Asach HaGabi HaMizbeach, so too is Pasul to use for Kiddush as well. Special thing in Kiddush doesn't apply to Abdullah, doesn't apply to Arba Kaisers, doesn't apply to a wedding, any other Bracha Lakosid, just Kiddush. Special thing only in Kiddush. Has to be Yayin Roil and Asach HaGabi HaMizbeach. So the Rambam agrees with the Goinim that if it's Yayin Mevushal, you're not allowed to use it for Kiddush. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Machlokes. All of our yain is mevushal. All the wine that's pasteurized is all mevushal. That's Rav Moshe writes. He was in disagreement with the Tzelem Arav, the Hungarian rabbi years ago who gave the Hashgach on Kedem wine, thought, was of the opinion, that it's only called yain mevushal if you heat it till 212 and it starts to evaporate. But if you didn't heat it till such a high degree, it didn't start to evaporate, just that it's Yatzal Edesbo. So he thought that that's not called Mevushal. So in some of the wines it says Mevushal, some of the wines says Ein Mevushal. So Moshe held that it was wrong. Whatever was pasteurized is past Yatzalitis, and that's already called Mevushal. Then there's a Machlekes, the Rambam in the Garden, which the Rambam quotes. Usually the Rambam doesn't have Machlekes, just gives you one din. There are a few rare instances where the Rambam quotes two opinions. So there's a Machlekes, what if you have wine with sugar added, a wine with something else added? The din is if you bring a carbon that has sorah dvash mixed in, so the carbon will be pasul. So do you consider that also like yain that's pasul and nasach agabi hamizbeach? Or do you say, no, the wine is kosher and nasach agabi hamizbeach? You're not allowed to pour the sorah dvash. You're over the avera on the sorah dvash, not over the avera on the yain. And the Rambam holds not so. Yain sheyesh b'sorah dvash, the whole yain is pasul. Not just an isor on the hakrov and the sorah dvash, it's a psula on the korban sheyesh b'sorah dvash. So that's a machlokes if you have sugar added. I didn't mention that. So Mr. Herzog from Kedem came up with an einfal. He takes sugar from wine, and his sugar added, he makes the wine very thick and very sweet by adding sugar from other wines. He came up with a chiddush. Sounds good. That's not called mixing in dvash. That's not mixing in sugar. He mixed in sugar that came from other wine. So that's like mixing different wines together. Okay.
What's the
figure
of using it for Nisuch?
No, Nisuch also you're not allowed. If you mix in Sorei Dvash into Nisuch, also possible. Yeah, it's lav dafka. So that was a machlokes. Okay, we'll stop here. Next week we got to start Chazaru. Got to start and finish Chazaru. Okay.